Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Brazil. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Zedeb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Garr reaches second base with a double. Bosley moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Zedeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bosley tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Brazil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brazil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Zedeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kravick covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Zdeb reaches second base with a double. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Jim Brazil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brazil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brazil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Brazil reaches second base with a double. Horta moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Naorodny hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Patek reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White bunts towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, down the third baseline. Pryor races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Patek. The throw to the plate, and Patek is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gar bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to third. Bosley moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta is walked intentionally. Jim Brazil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brazil is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brazil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Bosley scores. Horta moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Larry Gura now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. Brazil moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny is 0 for 2 in the game. Naerodny hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brazil tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb, who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Lemon scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 1 in the game. Wathen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Zdeb moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Cowens scores. Zdeb moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Naerodny and he is safe. Patek steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura juggles the ball. That's an error on Gura. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bosley. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Bosley steals second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Bosley moves to third. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bosley tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. Jim Brazil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brazil is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Brazil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Henry Cruz now playing right field. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae is hit by the pitch. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Naiarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naiarodny is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Naiarodny takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wathen takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Patek strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Hurdle now playing first base. John Way then now catching. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Henry Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Nairodny and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Roboski now pitching. Steve Braun now playing third base. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Jim Breziel. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Hurdle moves to second. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. Cowens moves to second. It's 9-3, White Sox. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wei then hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens moves to third. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Zdeb moves to second. It's 9-4, White Sox. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zdeb scores. Washington moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Rich Hinton now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wei then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.